Eh bien.
Okay, ready for your Friday morning squeeze? All right, come in a downward dog, please. I thought you'd be more enthused about that, but, there's one enthusiastic person. All it takes is one enthusiastic person. It just takes one. One inspired soul to create great change in a community. So share your breathing, will you, with each other? Create some voice. Some sound from your throat. And if you can't breathe in and out of your nose right now, ujjayi breath, throat breathing, then just breathe through your mouth. If you had a goal this morning, and you don't have a goal on the mat, you might, but I would recommend that you drop that and give that up, a goal. You don't want to be ambitious. Inspiration, yes. Open your eyes. Focus your two eyes on one point. High plank. Stack your heels above the mounds of your toes. Lift the front of your thigh bones away from the floor if your knees aren't on the ground. Lift your chin away from your chest. Breathe in. Come forward and halfway down, or rest your body on your mat. Up dog. I know there's a few of you who are brand new here. Welcome. Down dog. And I want you to take care of yourself. I want you to be intuitive and creative. An individual, a unique individual, already that you are. I want you to sustain that way of being on your mat and not get caught up in the social condition of the room. Walk your hands to your feet. Bring your feet together. Bend your knees. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Breathe in. Forward bend. Go to the back of your mat. Yeah. You gotta have an intention to listen clearly. Grab the strap. It's okay. It doesn't matter how many times you've been in this room. Or how many times you've been on a yoga mat. Or how many times you've been practicing the same sequence day in and day out. Listening is your foundation in meditation. Asana, vinyasa, listening. Downward dog. Make the sound of your breath significant. Bring your feet together. Breathe out. Lift your right leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the left. Fan your fingers on your mat. Square your shoulders to the floor. Pull your belly up to your spine. Spread your toes more. Place your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the right. Walk forward. Bring your feet together. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Spread your toes. Uddiyana Bandha. Pull your belly to your spine. Spread out your fingers. Roll your baby fingers in towards the center line. Look up. And see. See. Look through your eyes. See one point. Make a connection between your two physical eyes and one physical point. And keep the space between your physical eyes and the one point you're gazing to clear. Bring your hands to your heart center. One om. Reach your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Forward bend, breathe out. Halfway up, breathe in. High plank. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. This is not a yoga studio. Any place on the planet that would be better for you right now than right here. Make peace with where you are. I know for a lot of you, you're in a pretty intense space in your life. It's perfect time for practice. Breathe in. Breathe out. Even if you have some injuries or you just got back from sickness, welcome back. Walk to the front of your mat. It's always a homecoming. Always. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Sweep up. And you get to hang out with me this morning, too. Bow forward. I figured you'd get a little excited. I forgot you're not an enthusiastic group, are you? Come halfway up. Breathe in. Oh, okay. High plank. I kind of get a read at that in the beginning of class. I throw a couple balls out into the field and see if they're thrown back. And if they're not, I don't judge you. It was just an evaluation. Sometimes you're enthusiastic, sometimes you're not. Is that right or wrong? No. It's not right if you're enthusiastic or wrong if you're not enthusiastic. Is it good? Let me ask you that. Is it good if you're enthusiastic? Yeah. Not really. Not really. Is it bad if you're not enthusiastic?
No.
Not really. Hey, lift your chin away from your chest, breathe in. Come forward and halfway down. Is it bad if you don't hold chaturanga when the teacher cues chaturanga? Is it bad? Upward dog. It's good, though, when the teacher doesn't hold you in a lot of poses. Downward dog. No, it's not good either. It's just what it is. The naked reality of your practice is going to be experienced when you open your two eyes and allow your two ears to listen. Breathe in. Breathe out. You'll hear stuff, but that's a different practice than listening. Walk to the front of your mat. Hearing is just default. Halfway up, breathe in. Bow forward. Listening is practice. Halfway up. Did you like that? Low plank. I like it when someone holds me to integrity. And there's a check-in, a life check-in. Upward dog. Downward dog. Walk to the front of your mat. Halfway up, breathe in, forward bend, sweep up. Vinyasa is the practice of moving with stillness. Bow forward. I know it's paradoxical, but that's yoga. Long spine, breathe in, low plank, energized and calm. Upward dog, down dog. Deep ujjayi rhythmic breathing. It's deep if you feel it. You got to feel it for it to be deep. For it to work, you just got to hear it. Breathe in. Breathe out. When you share it, it'll transform you. Walk or jump forward when you share your practice. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. Sweep up when you contribute to the community. Bow forward. And you being here is a great contribution. Halfway up, chaturanga. Upward dog with each and every knuckle in your palm grounded into your mat. Downward dog. Place your two eyes on one point and commune with that one point. The yoking, the yoga, occurs between the object you're gazing towards, or to, and your physical eyes. You see how that space can be congested or clear? Laser beam vision. Breathe in. Breathe out. Pull your belly up to your spine. You want to travel lightly. Walk or spring to your hands. Halfway up. Forward bend. Sweep up. Hold your in-breath. It feels delightful. Hold it plump with prana. Bow forward. Empty it out now. Get all that stale air out. Long spine. Fill up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side, warrior one. Create the space between your feet front to back. Your gauge is to make your front knee a 90-degree angle. Ground the outer edge of your back foot on the floor. Keep your eyes clear. And when your brain is engaged by your gaze, you'll be able to discern. Do you need more space between your feet, right to left? If you can create more stability by bringing your front foot over to the right side of your mat, do that. It's either that your heels are on one line, or you got a few more inches of space between your heels, right to left. And you want to consider this practice of building your foundation on rock, every pose. And it's okay if you have to look at your feet, but once you've had a visual of your feet, the direction of your feet, keep your eyes straight ahead of you. You spread your toes out across the floor. Straighten your back leg. Draw your pubic bone up towards your navel. Now use the strength of your back leg. Keep the outer edge of your back foot grounded under the mat. Turn. Turn. Right lung to the back of the room. Left lung to the front of the studio. And you're breathing, of course. You're breathing. Or you'll go numb. Spread out your fingers. Firm up your triceps. Take a giant breath in. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Why don't you pull your mat away from the wall a little bit. Upward dog. Downward dog. Left side, warrior one. It's really important that you give yourself space. You saw how I was at the beginning of practice. I'm a stickler. I don't want to say anal. I don't like that word. Anal. I'm not a big fan of that word. But I like to see space between your mats. You like that too. So I create that at the beginning of the practice. It's the first thing I do when I look in the room. And when I'm in my own body, I look for space between my feet, my toes, fingers. Sometimes I put my eyes, my physical eyes on my fingers and toes. Sometimes I don't. But once I know that there's space, bring the air. Gaze straight ahead of you. Build fire with your air. And the commitment to hold the form, be still. Spread your fingers, come alive in your hands. Take a huge breath in, bring your hands to your mat, low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. Let's see how fluid you move. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Hold good space for yourself. Bow forward. Long spine. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Right side, warrior one. Chaturanga. I don't want to lift your leg up before you go warrior one. No good. Up dog. Downward dog. Left side warrior one. Give up the excess. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Flow. Flow. No one teaches you flow. You get it because you want it. It's through intention. It's through love. It's a gesture. And it won't happen unless you're super intentional about it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Otherwise, you'll just go through the motions. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. And you're doing great, just like you are. You're doing great. Bow forward. I feel it come to life. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog, right side warrior one. It's awakening your intention. Low plank, moving the limbs helps, but it's really intention. Up dog, down dog, left side warrior one. To move from point to point with ease. Chaturanga. Upward dog, downward dog. Default for you is doing what everyone else does. Breathe in, breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up, forward bend. Thunderbolt, bow forward. And then find your way. You go through the sun salutations. Your practice, you're not brand new. I also check out the class, and I look at each individual who's in the room, and I evaluate where they are in their practice, where they are in their listening. And each one of you are ready to just be on your own and to give yourself self-coaching, to not take any shortcuts, to see it through in every pose, to put your stamp of authenticity in every space that you show up into. Like, yeah, this is the best I can do. This is the best I am. And you can feel it. It's not to placate yourself or to placate me. It's actually to transform yourself right now. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. And then just flow through a sun salutation B. And feel this. Can you actually feel and study yourself as you move through this? It's taking a different part of you. Usually you're just listening to the teacher, right? And you're listening to an external cue, but now there's internal cues that are going on that you're listening to. So there's a multi-dimensional listening. You're listening to your teacher, you're listening to the cues that your body are giving you, not just to create the form of each pose, but how much to stretch in the pose, how much to exert yourself in the poses. You bring your feet together, lift your right leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, stay at your edge. You can flip over, maybe your edge is there. Staying at your edge is not clear. Being at your edge. High plank, bring your feet together, spin your heels to the right, take your left arm to the sky. Staying, it feels like there's a solidity there, and you want a solidity, a firmness, but not a rigidity. You're solid, you're unmessable with, you're holding good form, you're on fire, but you're not rigid or stiff. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the right. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. You can put a block under your lower hand. Five. Four. Three. Two. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Create your feet. Line up your heels. Make your back toes point between 9 and 10 o'clock. Wrap your upper arm around your back. Bring your chin to your back shoulder. Put your eyes on one point. Five counts. And in the flow of your five breaths, intuition awakens. Your vision becomes more clear, and the signals from the brain to the body, the body from the brain. You're reading them. Breathe in. Low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee and explore. You never get there. high plank. Bring your feet together, spin your heels to the left, take your right arm to the sky. Stack your feet, pull your belly to your spine, and bring the air in. Bring it in. Otherwise, you'll harden right up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the left. Lift your back heel away from the ground. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Five. Four. Three. Two. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Line up your heels. Foundation first. Be accountable for your foundation. Half bind. You guys want to look at your heels and line up your heels. Five more counts. See what you're looking at. I can tell when I look at your eyes if you're clear. So you look at your eyes and see that they're still. You can look at your eyes. You have an inner vision. Big breath in. Low plank. I tell you, just waking up your eyes and your ears. Up dog, and then the hands and the feet, the skin, the muscle, the bone. Down dog. Breathe in. Empty out. Walk or spring your hands. Halfway up, breathe in. Fold forward. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the right. Be a master creator of your feet. Create equal space between your toes and take 80% of your weight into your heels. See, if you lift your toes up, spread them out, and drop them back to the floor, you're going to access the muscles in the fronts of your shins to some degree. And to sustain the thigh you're building and the muscles in the fronts of your shins and your quadriceps, sit down closer to the floor. And then pull up your anal sphincter. Sphincter. Okay, sphincter. Pull your belly up towards your spine. Tuck your chin in towards your chest. And breathe like crazy. Breathe like the big bag wolf. And get your piggies involved. Your little piggies involved. And lighten the baby toe edge of the feet. Spin your inner ankles to the back of the room. About five more counts. You can straighten your arms. Four. Marvin, stay in the yoga pose. Three. Two. Drop your hands to the floor. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Hook your big toes with your peace fingers. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Grab your big toes with love. Bend your elbows. Let your skull drop to the mat. Pull up on your toes, and at the same time, press your big toes into the floor. Straighten your legs, lean forward. Come on, nothing's happening. You're sleeping. You're sleeping. You're sleeping. Let go of your toes, crow pose. Press the inner edge of your feet together. Straighten your arms, straight. Chaturanga, upward dog, down dog. Walk to the front of your mat. Halfway up, breathe in, forward bend. Thunderbolt, prayer twist to the left. Close your exit doors. Do that for yourself while you're on your mat. Come into the pose, come in. Yeah, you'll need to blow your nose. Get rid of that tissue, come on, come on. Staying in the fire. 100% committed. Be with your feet. Don't abandon your feet. And keep the power line from your tailbone to the crown of your head vital. Five more counts. An alternating line of awareness from your tailbone to the crown of your head, from your crown of your head to your tailbone. Sit back in your heels. Lift your collarbones off the fronts of your thighs and rotate more. Excellent. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Slide your toes past the crease of your wrists. Halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Lean back, slide your hands up from underneath your feet. Walk your feet together. Ground your feet in the mat, stand up. Sweep your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Eagle pose, flow, go. Five, right side. Four. Be gotten by your vision. Three, be gotten by it. Two, sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. That's how you know you have a vision. It has you. It begins with gaze. See one physical point, naked reality. Breathe out. Sweep up. Right side eagle pose. You embrace the whole. You know you're connected to nature. You have power. So coalesce around the center line of your body muscularly. Squeeze in. Breathe out. Sweep up. Left side eagle pose. Meditate. To make one. To make whole. To come back to the mother. To nature. To the body. To your eyes. To your ears. To the skin, squeeze into the bone more, more. Sweep up, bring your hands to your heart center. Standing leg raise, right side. One, two, left hand at your hip. Three, four. Take your right leg to the right. Left hand to your hip, gaze over your left shoulder. Upper leg back to center. Straighten your arms vertically to the ceiling. Airplane pose. Be at the front of your mat. Susan, come to the front of your mat. Bring your hands to your heart center, half moon. Put the wide side of the block down and come up onto your claw, your lower fingertips and your lower thumb tip. No, just your fingertips, that's all, that's it. Meditate on your lower foot, 12 o'clock. Christine, lower foot, 12 o'clock. Tracy, lower foot, 12 o'clock. Josh, lower foot, 12 o'clock. Lower foot, 12 o'clock. Look at it. Look at it. No, look at it. Look at it. Are you afraid of looking at your lower foot? Look at it. Ragdoll. Drop your hands to the floor. Bring your feet together. Ground down, stand up. Sweep up, breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out, breathe in. Empty out. Standing leg raise, left side. Bring your hands to your hips. Take your left knee up to the level of your waist. Stay here, straighten your left leg in front of you. Take your upper leg to the left, gaze to the right. Bring your upper leg back to center. Straighten your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Airplane pose. Make your palms face your mat. Bring your hands to your heart center. Half moon. Set up for greatness. Place your block about 12 inches in front of your bottom baby toe. Come up onto your claw. You have a little width between your block and your lower foot. You don't want the block and your foot directly on one line. That's going to be a little more challenging. So maybe bring the block out a little bit. Create some more stability. Don't be in a rush. Put your lower foot on 12 o'clock. Just a tiny little shift is going to make a big difference in your hip. Like a lot of you guys, you have your foot going between 11 and 12 on the clock. Come back in the pose if you come out. Come back in. Come back in. Don't give up. A few more counts. Great work. Ragdoll. Drop your hands to the floor. Bring your feet together. Ground into the earth. Stand up. Sweep your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Tree pose, balance on your left leg. Take your right foot into your left inner thigh. Place your hands over your heart center. Gaze at one point. Doesn't matter what the poses look like. Doesn't matter how loud you breathe. It doesn't matter even if you look around. It counts. It definitely counts when your eyes are steady. When you're breathing, ujjayi breath. What really matters, though, that you're committed to growth with yourself, and only you know. You know more than anyone, though. You know. And you know when you're not in it. And you know it's just a breath away. It's just like turning on a light switch. When you want to be in your zone, you want to be committed, you're there. When you don't want to be committed and you don't want to be in your zone, that's your choice. You see how powerful that is? Straighten your arms vertically. Pull your belly to your spine. Open your eyes. You know what it takes to be in your zone. Breathe. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to the floor. Clear it out. Breathe in. Open up. Tree pose, left side. Why don't you bring your foot to your thigh? It's a lot on your knee. Yeah. A lot of you guys are sitting in your right hip. Bring your right hip back into the midline of your body. Like this. In here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it. You got that. You got it. You feel it?
Yeah.
Take your arms to the ceiling. Contract your lower ribs into the midline of your body. Press into my hands. Press. straighter arms. That's it, Jess. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to the mat. Ground your feet into the floor. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Right side, warrior one. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle pose. Got to give yourself good space front to back, or there won't be any shine in triangle. You can put blocks to the outside of your front shin. That's it. So when you have your blocks at the outside of your front shin, it'll help you come out of the default of sticking your butt out and dropping your upper body forward. Five more counts. Puff up some air. Get some air in there. Come on, bring it, bring it, bring it. If not, now when? Breathe in. Empty out, all of it. Stand up. Yeah, bring your hands to your hips, right toes to the left side of the room. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Drop your right arm by your side. Bend your shoulders. Hands connect mid-back. Breathe in. Forward bend. Recreate your feet. Make your feet parallel to one another. Grab the strap. Use the strap. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Stay bound. Point your right toes to the front of the studio. Step your backward halfway up your mat. Breathe in. Fold forward. Switch arms. Ground the inner edge of your front foot into your mat. Now, as you lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio, maybe you bring your hands a little bit closer together. Get rid of any slack. That's it. Twist towards the right side of the room. Twisting triangle. Don't rush the process. Don't rush it. Five. Four. Three. No stability, Susan. Two. Chaturanga. Go a little wider between your feet, right to left. Upward dog. Down dog. Left side, warrior one. Warrior two. Trikonasana. Triangle. Front foot on 12 o'clock. Back toes between 3 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Get that. Get it. See it. Make it happen. And make more space happen between your feet front to back. Go ahead, longer, longer. Oh my goodness, that wouldn't have happened. Five more counts. A little further back here so you're not jamming, right? Excellent, excellent, tight, tight here, belly up. Breathe in, empty out, stand up, bring your hands to your hips, point your left toes to the right side of the room, take your arms to the ceiling, breathe in, drop your left arm by your side, bind your shoulders, hands mid-back, they connect, breathe in, forward bend. Wake up the space between your baby toe and fourth toes. Did you do that? Did you do that? Did you hear it?
Yes.
Okay. So baby toe and fourth toe. Get some more space. Lean forward. Zipper up your legs. Tighten up your quads. Feel your hamstrings release. Relax your jaw. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Stay bound. Point your left toes forward. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Pyramid pose. Breathe in. Forward bend. Come on. Come on. Move. Move. Give me another one. Twisting triangle. No. 5, no, just stay on that one, you're fine. 4, 3, 2, chaturanga. Upward dog, down dog. What's happened? You're slipping on your mat? You need a mat cover. That's what you need, not another mat. You'll slip all over that mat too. High plank, lower down to the floor. 4, 3, 2, 1. So important. I'm not busting on you. A little bit, but it's really important to be ready for your practice.
She sweat on the mat, I let her borrow.
It's okay. She's a good guy. Really? Here, you relax. I'll hook you up. Maybe the Yogi Toes Fairy will come. Maybe. Flip your head to the other side. Bring your forehead or chin to the mat. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Locust pose. Really firm legs and arms. Breathe out. Inhale, lift your collarbones and thigh bones off the floor. 5. Yes. 4. Look at that. Look at that. Tight. 3. Tight here, Dave. Tight, tight. 2. Come down to the floor. Cactus arms or flying squirrel. Arms straight out in front of you. You choose. Breathe out. Inhale, press your pubic bone down. Come up. Come up. Lift your upper arm bones to the ceiling. And lift the fronts of your thigh bones. You maybe have the upper third of the thigh bone on the mat, but no, come up. I'm up. Up you go. Up you go. We'll hold it for 20 seconds from here. Come up. Come up. See, it's getting easier when you put 100% in. You got to put 110% in. Keep going. Wow, something's shifting now. More back to front. More. Everything you got back to front. 5. Back to front. 4. 3. More stretch. Come on. 2. Come down. Good job. Bow pose. Bend your knees. Starting to work. Starting to. Bring your knees into the center line of your body. Breathe out. Inhale. Press your shins to the back of the room. You just got to soften up a little bit. That's it. And life starts flowing. That's it. Water keeps flowing until you stop it. Press your shins to the back of the room. And wake up your feet. If you have like an owl neck and there's no injuries, you can take a quick peek at your feet and make sure that your feet are on 12 o'clock. But I don't want you coming out of the pose. If you can stay in the pose and just work your endurance edge, then stay in the pose. Just about 5 more counts. Be relaxed. It's a choice. Remember that. It's a choice. Come back to the ground. Bow pose. Ready? Set. And go. Five, 4, 3, 2, come on down to the mat. Upward dog. Oh, downward dog. Drop your knees to the floor, camel pose. Stand up on your knees, hip-width distance. You can curl your toes under if you want to. Bring your hands to your hips. Dry your pubic bone to your navel. You got to get that, or you'll just by default contract and compress your lower back. So pubic bone to the navel. Oh, pubic bones. Pubic bones up to the navel. Drop your head back. 5, 4, 3, 2, down dog. I have an orthopedic surgeon that I work closely with. Not closely, but he's someone I work with. Bring your knees to the floor. Stand up on your knees. Camel, go for it. And he texted me last night because he's been listening to my podcast, and he says, a lot of people have been miscuing this. It's not pubic bone. You have two pubic bones. So enjoy them both, okay? 5, 4, bring your knees into the center line a little more. 3, 2, down dog. Drop your knees to the mat, cross your ankles, roll over your ankles. Bridge pose. Ground your feet in the floor, lift your hips to the ceiling. 5, 4. You know, if I say pubic bones, though, I think that's going to confuse the student a little bit, huh? 3. Does it? A little bit? Your pubis? That's like anal, though. I don't like pubis either. Huh? What?
Naughty bits.
Naughty bits? What? I don't want to lose my students. Naughty bits? Yeah, if you were like in a room of people who call your pubic bone naughty bits, that's like too weird for me.
No, come on.
No, I don't know. Naughty bits. I don't know. Okay, come back to the mat. What? What? Oh, Jess, I have a message from the back row. The naughty bits are a little lower than the pubic bone. Okay. Yeah, right. Speak from the bones. Right. Okay, ready? Wheel. Pose. Wheel pose. Ready? Set. And go. 5. Flip your palms to the ceiling. 4, 3, 2. Come down. You want to give it a shot? You look like you're dying to do wheel. You want some wheel? You want some wheel? Have you ever done wheel before? You don't know if you've done wheel before? Yeah, I'm going to hook you up right now, okay? You're just going to grab my ankles, okay? You get a little sweat from the teacher, too, right? Like I tell, it's vegan sweat. It's good sweat, okay? There's no hormones in this sweat. No hormones, no GMOs in this sweat. Okay, ready? Wheel pose. Set and go. Press away from me. Oh, no, don't watch people. That's boring. 5, yeah, 4, press away from me, 3, and let your head go, 2, bring your chin to your chest, come back to the floor. You love that, huh? Okay, you want some of this?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, you do. We'll try it. If it doesn't fit, we'll come out of it, okay? If it doesn't fit, we'll just come out. All right. Good, you don't know what to do? Good, perfect. Ready? Grab my ankles. You just got to listen. Yeah, you're perfect. Look at you. Perfect. Set and go. Press away from me. Straighten your arms. There you go. That's it. 5. Look down to the floor. 4. That's it. Press away from me. 3. Straighten your arms. 2. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to the mat. Good. You got some air there. Huh? Ah. We'll do 2 more. 2 more just to make sure we got what we came for. 2 more, you get what you came for. 2 more. You want some love? None. Grab my ankles. Ready? That's it, Jay. Way to be a leader. Set and go. Be a light. Be a light. Like, take yourself to that space that no teacher can bring you to. You allow teachers to bring you there, but it's you. It's actually you who says yes. Five, press away from me now. Four, really good. Three, feel that spine go in. Two, come down.
Thanks.
That was wonderful, huh? All right. Last one. You ready? You want some?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really sweaty.
I know.
I'll move my drawstring so you don't get a steady faucet of sweat in your mouth. Okay. I know. I'm sorry. Hey. I'm a human being. Ready? Set and go. Aha. Okay. Elbows in. Pull your elbows in. And straighten your arms. Straighten them. Excellent. That's really good. Good. 10. And keep straightening your arms. Straighten your arms. Let steam come out of your pores. 5. Press away from me. Like, go like crazy. 4. Go more. 3. Press the floor. 2. Come down. Great job. All right. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Ah. It's great. You can get human bodies and beings together and feel this at the same time. This. You become still and quiet. And we begin to hear that same voice. Straighten your legs. Straighten your arms to the back of the room. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more. Huge in breath. Breathe out. Squeeze your knees into your body. Rock from side to side. Drop your head to the floor. Let your head relax. Come into the wholeness of your body and listen to the calling of your body. Your body will move you. Dead bug. Pull the outer edge of your feet towards the floor. Spread out your toes. And keep the length of your spine on your mat. Okay, let go of your feet. Squeeze your knees into your body. Grab behind your thighs. Rock and roll. And rock up to boat pose. Boat pose. One. Come up now, though. Right now. Do it right now. Give up whatever else is going on. Come in a boat. Okay. And then, what's boat? What is boat? You got boat? You ready? Low boat. Yes. High boat. Low boat. High boat. Low boat. High boat, low boat, this is fun. High boat, low boat, yes, it's fun. High boat, it's funner, especially when I say it's fun. Low boat, and someone's saying it's not fun. High boat, okay, low boat, high boat, cross your ankles, roll over your ankles, either vinyasa or down dog. Half pigeon on your right side. Drop your head down to a block. Maybe even put a block under your right hip. But give yourself the stability that's required to relax and surrender. Clear your space, your internal space, so you can devote yourself to listening to the sound of your breath. Create even breathing. It's sound and rhythmic. Do the best you can with that. You put all your energy and concentrate on your breath, and you focus your eyes on the back of your forehead, and your body will begin to absorb energy. Rather than leak energy, your body begins to accrue energy. This is why we say it, in order to heal, you need to feel. You're going to be more in tune with your piriformis after pigeon. You're going to be more in tune with your arms and your legs after asana practice. More in tune with your body. More conscious of the body. And is it like that? You know, we step on the mat and we feel resistance and tightness. And by the end of the class, the resistance melted away. You know, our attitude shifted on some level. We can relate to each other a little more. You know how many times I've stepped onto the mat with a grudge and then left with a clear understanding of how ignorant I was to hold that grudge? I think that's like every day on some level, whether it's with me or with someone else, a grudge that I have against myself. And downward dog. Half pigeon, left side. Deep rhythmic breathing. Give up any tension in your jaw, in your hands. Even excess tension. You need tension in your front foot, or you're going to put your front knee at risk. So flex your front foot, but just not so much tension where it's overuse and excess. Get rid of any tension in your eyes. Ten more counts. Come back to your breathing. It'll be something that you'll want to do every day of your life. Besides just asana, every day I sit down on my meditation cushion and I practice breathing for about 10 minutes. Sometimes I hold the breath in, sometimes I hold the breath out. Sometimes I time how long I can hold the breath in, sometimes I time how long I can hold the breath out. But I generate the practice of listening, just listening. You listen to your breath. And then the listening gets deeper, and then, you know, you start listening to your calling. The reason why you were born, there's a deep knowing of that, but you think too much, and you never practice listening on a cellular level. A few more counts. But see, this is what I mean by you'll begin to hear the voice that we all hear. When we get through the layer of just self-talk, there's another voice, whether you call it conscience, but it moves all of us towards a greater goodness, not good and bad, good and godness moves us towards godness, towards deep understanding and love and compassion and forgiveness. That's meditation. That's what the yamas are. You begin to hear the call that, wow, violence doesn't work. Being dishonest doesn't work. Taking more than what you need doesn't work. Not devoting your life to a higher power doesn't work. It really doesn't. Double pigeon. Not devoting your life to a higher power doesn't work. It really doesn't. Double pigeon. And when I say it doesn't work, I'm not saying that you're surviving. I'm just saying there's... not much beauty unless you create it. So begin by creating good form in your body. Look down at your feet and plug your heels into the middle of your ankles. Stack your shins. It's one of the first ways we identify with beauty is symmetry. That's why when babies come right out, they're much more attracted to symmetry. And your body is just your science project to balance out, to look at, to study, to love. Bow forward from the crease of your hips. Go ahead, lean into it. Close your eyes. Create a refuge. Create like the yogi's cave where it's dark. You got it. It's dark. It's warm. Go into your body and look into the darkness. Just be there. Sit in there. And be still. Different than what we normally do. We close our eyes and we think. And we fidget. No. Close your eyes and be still. Like, give up the itching. I know it's not easy, but try it. Even if you get beyond, like if there was an impulse to scratch came up and you gave that up, that's a step forward for you. Okay, and then another one came up and you scratched it. So what? Who cares? And then just start over. A few more counts. Flex your feet. Great. Sit up. Switch sides. Ground your sitting bones into the floor. So when you look down at your left thigh, you look down at your right foot goes past your left thigh bone. Past it. All the way past. You could put a block underneath your right knee if you need to. Bow forward. Okay, here. Make your lips touch. Close. Breathe in through your nose all the way so the air reaches up underneath your collarbones. And then you breathe out and get that residual air that's in the base of your lungs out. Yeah, and then you fill it up. And then you empty. And you close your eyes. Watch that. You can watch that. You could imagine like you're watching yourself from an external point. You could do that. As a kid, you could do that. You can do that now. You can close your eyes and just look at the darkness inside your eyes or inside your body. You can open your eyes and keep your eyes focused, but I want you to witness yourself. Good, sit up. Extend your legs out in front of you. Scoot up to the front of your mat. Lay on your back. Put a block under your bum, waterfall pose. Gaze at your feet. Days and class after class after class of gazing at your feet begin to transform. Wherever you place your awareness, wherever awareness goes, energy flows. And wherever energy flows, there's growth.
Firm up your legs. It's great being around a bunch of people who are committed to seeing themselves clearly and committed to seeing each other clearly. Committed to standing for each other and helping each other. Bring your knees to your forehead. You can come into plow if your feet touch the floor and curl your toes under. And stay there as long as you want, or go into deaf man's pose. Take your blocks out of the way. Bring your butt to the floor. Pull your knees into your body. Squeeze them. It's important you squeeze your knees. You finish your practice. You bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. You're practicing being still in double pigeon. Well, you're practicing being still all the way up from Tadasana in the vinyasa. But as you get closer and closer and then land in Shavasana, your practice is being radically still. No movement. And it helps a lot if you keep your arms below the level of your heart, so your heart doesn't have to pump blood up into the arms. Magic happens when you're still. And you're not voluntarily breathing. In fact, there's no sound coming out of you with breath, like none. You're just breathing. The body's breathing just enough to stay alive right now. There's no excess at all anywhere in the body, in the jaw, lips, face, the muscles that move your eyes. Even the muscles that close your eyelids, relax. You can put a towel over your eyes. And can you feel the floor rising up? It's not the floor, but there's energy, it's grace, it's rising. Prana rises up. Life energy stands you up, lifts you up. Palpable energy of moving upward from the earth. Feel that. Feel the weight of your body. Feel the downward. Feel gravity. Feel its descent on your body. And be still. And in between those two forces, you'll find ease. Center. Take a breath in. Empty out. Oh, roll over onto your right side. Curl into a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Sit up straight. Sit up with confidence. One ohm. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Breathe them. Together we say namaste, peace, and love. Great job. Good job.